I call him up. I said, when do you want me to send documents? He said, what documents? He said, no such thing. He said, yes, we talked about it. He said, I didn't want to want it. He said, and so and I told the boss about it. So his admonition to me was, remember, a Chinaman is better than two Jews. Was it? And then later, when I joined Steinhall and Company, they were a Jewish firm. They were shrewd, but I don't think the Jews are any shrewder than the Chinese. Except the Chinese are more affable in their shrewdness. They're more easily accepted. Mm-hmm. And he takes his loss with a smile because he knows there's another day, you see. But with a Jew, he'll cry and scream and so on, you see. Mm-hmm. And so, no. Both races are equally shrewd. I don't know who is more shrewd, the Jew or the Chinese. But the Chinese have more equanimity in their view. When they make a killing, they don't gloat. And when they suffer a loss, they take it, looking for another day. You see, that's a big difference. Whereas with the Jew, he'll rub his hands, you know. And otherwise, he'll cry and moan. But other than that, I don't think one is sharp in the world.
Mm-hmm. You think it's a comparison that many Chinese and perhaps Jews have thought of? Or,
what do you mean by that?
Just Jews being compared to Chinese. You know, whether, have you heard of other people?
No, I've never heard of them that way. But I know back in the East, in certain areas, it's better to be Chinese than a Jew. They were more discriminated against, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. You drive down Florida, you see the real estate signs. Home, you know what the tip-off is? Close to churches and schools. When a Jew sees that, he knows that's not for him. You see?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on. How about paper names? Jimei. What the Chinese call Jimei. Mm-hmm. People who came over and
under false papers.
False names.
Oh yes,
how
that was prevalent. Oh no, it's not about popularity. It's prevalent.
What would be the percentage? What would you say?
Of those here?
Yeah, who came over.
I would say 90%.
90%?
Oh, yes, because for instance, I'll give you an example of that. The reverse example. Now, I told you I was 19 when I went to Hong Kong and spent 2 years there. Okay? And I came back. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And all my relatives and friends asked me, did you register the fact that you were married? But I wasn't. He says, I didn't ask you if you got married. Did you register as being married? No, you damn fool. You could have registered and that you were married and you had two sons. You see? Now then you sell that paper, so to speak, to whoever wants a son to come over. You see, that's what I was saying. These people come over here and they amass a fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now they, with part of that money, they're going to buy a paper for a son to come over. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's a standing joke with immigrants. 3 years in China, every year a son. Don't China have girls? Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as a result of which, you remember, I think you heard about the immigration ruling. Everybody please come in, let's clean it all up.
Right, Hanba.
Yeah, they went in, you know, you see. But even today, there are some people who have a name different from their real name, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they've been known under the name for so long.
Mm-hmm.
You see.
Right.
Okay. And I take General Lee's.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
The Lee's.
Manzo,
yeah. There are no more Lee's than you are a Smith. But among the Chinese community, they know it. You see, they're not Lee's.
Mm-hmm.
You see.
Do you mind my asking you how you met your wife?
Well, no. You know, the Chinese Congregation Church, you know where the city market is? There's another Chinese community down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he writes about the Chinese Congregational Church.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, oh, but, oh, there used to be a gang of kids around there, particularly during the movie days. You know, we're all working in the movies. And during the summer, we congregate there, and you know, we're part of youth activities in that church, because they had a room downstairs, and they put out a weekly paper, you know, in relation to this kind of thing. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. do you think many Chinese men, where do Chinese men meet their wives? Do they meet them amongst the Americans?
What do you mean Chinese men?
The Chinese men who were here in Los Angeles,
when?
In your generation.
Oh, a school, churches, you know. Mm-hmm. Like for instance, in every high school there was always a Chinese club and there were any Chinese kids. And then even at UCLA, SC, mm-hmm. there was a Chinese club,
mm-hmm.
which I abhorred.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If they are not segregating you, why do you segregate yourself? You see, I never joined.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm. Did many in your generation, many Chinese men, go back to China to get married? Or
some of them preferred it. They were brainwashed by their parents. You see? Because, you know,
mm-hmm.
because the generation of our parents always thought local born girls were too flighty and too Americanized, not becoming a Chinese wife, etc. You see, because we were the organization that bridged the gap. You see, we were tugged and pulled both ways. You see, and some of them were brainwashed enough to, well, one of the fellows that I know during those days in that church group, he was forced to go home. They said, and then the guys that would go to schools so he can study Chinese, you know, and so on, and they got him and they locked him in a room and until he consented to get married. You see? And he has children over there.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And he tried to send for his family after the war and they refused to come. And he hadn't seen his, he hadn't seen his family over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. There were those who married from over there, and a lot of married here.
But do you think most of the American-born Chinese married American-born?
Yes, I would say so.
Mm-hmm.
A great majority.
Mm-hmm. How about interracial marriage?
They were rather rare during my days. You know, not that they were unknown, but rather rare.
Mm-hmm.
Very rare.
Mm-hmm. They probably would have been frowned upon, I suppose.
Ostracized. It would have been hard on both of them, you know, not except on the other side, not on this side.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not prevalent.
Mm-hmm. Were American-born Chinese just as eager to have sons as those in the older generations? Were American-born Chinese, mm-hmm. for example, like yourself, when you and your wife were, you know, deciding to have a family? You know, did you place any emphasis on having sons, you know, as opposed to
daughters? Yeah, you know, I think this Chinese emphasis of having a preference for sons, it is overly exaggerated in that every other American young couple that I talk to want a son. So they don't have any greater preference for son than anybody else, really. You see, it's the old idea that sons all inherit and all that. You know,
mm-hmm.
And perhaps in China, yes, you see, because only, you know, it's a patriarchal family where only the sons inherit and is then only the older son anyway, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But over here, not so far as the prospective parents are concerned, no. But if there are prospective grandparents of the older generation hovering around, sure they would prefer a son, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, the Chinese still have the same, when you have a daughter, it's to raise her for somebody else's family. You see, whereas son is always your own. You know that isn't. But I don't think people of my generation or subsequent generation have that view.
Mm-hmm.
But I like this colleague of mine in the office. He has three daughters, and I kid him. You know, I say, hey, you're still young enough. He says, no way. You see, I mean, you know,
uh-huh.
I know his mother would like firecrackers. He had a son.
Uh-huh.
You see, because his mother's quite. still addicted to the old-fashioned ways. He goes home for festival days, you know, and New Year and stuff and all that, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I know his mother is dying for a grandson.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Okay. Let me see. What did you think about the way the Chinese were portrayed in the movies back then?
Oh, you mean the stereotype?
Yeah. Do you think it was fair or accurate? Or?
Well, I know. When you say fair or accurate, okay, now, if you're asking me as an American, yes, because that's the only way I knew Chinese. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, like, for instance, when I moved into a new apartment development in New Jersey, my neighbor was surprised that there is a Chinese. First one he's ever met.
Mm-hmm.
He's educated. He's a professional. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And he's an educated man. You see? So from the American side, it's the only picture they had. You see? It's just like, it was no more unfair than portraying the Red Indians getting shot. You know, one bullet kills six Indians on the screen. But from the Chinese standpoint, of course. And don't forget, too, it's partly our fault. We never gave them a chance to know us. You see, the Chinese were not isolated and segregated by them as much, or as much as they segregated themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
So when you say fair or unfair, the question has to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Because as far as the Americans are concerned, they only see the outside of the Chinese. They're always, you know, they always lived in squalors, where they concerned. They never saw the inside of a dilapidated building where the things were silk and brocade and all that, fine furnishings. They never saw that. They weren't invited to, nor would they have been welcome in any circumstance in those days, you see. So they didn't know any Chinese but one with a pigtail and shuffling slippers and so on. So from their standpoint, it's the only Chinese they have in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
So from our standpoint, we're not all like that, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So to be absolutely fair about the question is no fair than stigmatizing Chicago as the city of gangsters.
Mm-hmm.
I know some lovely people who live in Chicago, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So it's from their side, that's all they ever saw. From our side, of course it was not a true portrayal of a true Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Did you do any acting in movies too?
Oh yeah. Oh well, there was a year there. It was a 36 or 37. I forgot now. Where Chinese movies were quite the rage. It started with Good Earth, Lost Horizon, The General Dad at Dawn, and any number of them. All of us were in it playing extras. You know, because the money was good.
How much would you make?
$7 and a half a day. We had no spoken lines. He had spoken lines that I don't know. I had a simple line in a picture out at Universal, and I got some like $20-some-odd. And that was big money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able, and I saved quite a bit of money for college.
So you worked in movies during high school? Off and on?
No. The height of that period where there was such a scarcity of us because so many pictures were going on simultaneously, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're calling out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Up to that time, well, there was a small clique that did that, you see. And an Irish name by the name of Tom Gubbins was the kingpin of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of him?
Yes, he's the casting director in Chinatown.
He spoke Chinese like a native.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm very familiar with the culture and the custom. It is rumored that he was originally from Hong Kong. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Did many parents feel it was important for their children to attend Chinese school? For example, starting with, did your mother feel it
was important? Oh yes, they still do today. We're fighting there of the generation before mine.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Okay. Now, with me, I didn't care particularly, you see, because I felt that for my children, it would have been good, advantageous to them for their own, you know, education to be fluent in more than one language. And except for the so-called stigma of the Chinese not knowing their own language, I didn't feel that it was that important, but people of the mother generation certainly did. And I think that feeling among my generation is now resurging.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you went back to Hong Kong for a couple of years after high school, was that due to your mother's suggestion,
mm-hmm.
or was that your own?
Both.
Mm-hmm. What types of jobs would most Chinese consider to be ideal for themselves?
Now?
This was back in your days, and what kinds of things did you...
Well, from the standpoint of the individuals, I suppose any of the professions where they acquire individual ability, regardless of their appearance, you know, would be the determining factor. And whereas from the older generation was going into business because money can be made faster, you see.
Mm-hmm. And now, do you think it's pretty much the professions too?
I think so. Because I think you take a Chinese college student at any of the universities in this country, they don't think of themselves as a Chinese. What would be good for me? You say they don't think of themselves as Chinese. I mean, those who are born here, you
mm-hmm.
say, because when they enter the gates, they shed that Chinese aura about them. And their colleagues accept them as another college student. You say, college student. So I don't think they think of themselves. What would be a good professional line of work to follow for a Chinese? Unless he came from a family that had definite needs, for instance. We have big business enterprises, we need an account. Come on, Joe, go to college and come out of town so we can take care of ourselves, you know, that sort of thing. But other than that,
mm-hmm.
it's their own personal information.
Do you think nowadays a Chinese American can progress just as far as a Caucasian,
no,
you know, all other
no
things
way,
being?
No way. No way.
You think they'd just be a token Chinese at the
no,
top?
No, they'd not be on a token point. But I can't see someday a Chinese being president of General Motors, or head of Max Factors, or head of Sears Roebuck. No way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. I can't see that.
Mm-hmm.
You see? I can't see that. Sure, he'll go far high enough, and that's it. You see?
Mm-hmm.
You see? I don't know of any Chinese on any board of any big national concern, you say. No, I can't see it. Maybe in 3 or 4 more generations, you say, but I don't think so.
And tape.